Hey, Barb, just checking the top of your website. It says you want to debate a smart conservative. Well, most conservatives I've known or met are not really all that smart. They're brainwashed and cast from the mold of the neocon fascists who want to lead our democracy down the same path that Germany took in the 1930s. There are probably some smart conservatives out there, but I guarantee you that they're not neocons, that they're actually smart, I bet, and I bet they're actually opposed to what the Bush administration is doing to America. If you can find a conservative to debate with that doesn't spout the faux news, ditto monkey talking points, and actually attempts to support his stance with facts, I and the rest of Barcop would love to see it. Keep swinging the hammer of anti-fascism, Bart. Together we can take our country back. Peace.
Hey, Bart. It's me, Joe, from Toledo, Ohio. I like your phone thing. It's great. I try to watch that Bill Maher, but he had that fucking colder than that. Asshole Dennis Miller on there. You know, every time I talk to somebody about what an idiot, asshole, fuck-up Bush is, they all go back to the blowjob. It just blows my mind. You know, my fucking health insurance has went from $40 a week to $90. And they took away my goddamn dental. You know, but I'm supposed to praise this mother? You gotta be kidding me. Well, I'll let you go, man. You're doing a good job. I'll talk to you later, man. Goodbye.
This is Fawn Otter with today's comment from the depths of the Bush recession. When tax money is spent to help the poor, the unemployed, the sick, they scream, "That's our money." When tax money is spent to educate our kids, to protect us from food poisoning, or to pay our military, the Republican right-wing whine, "That's our money." But when the tax money is donated to huge and profitable corporations to line their board of directors' pockets with bonuses, or to buy some crazy missile sieve that has no practical purpose and no signs of ever working as proposed, they applaud. Now the Bush regime is generating huge debts for us, trillions of dollars. What is a trillion? It is 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, stop. That is our debt. And we don't bloody well want it. For Bard Cop Radio, this has been Fawn Otter.
Joe B. and Fawn Otter, good to hear from both of you.
Hello?
Nobody's there.
Joe Castillo is hot. I'm calling to tell you that. That was my sister. I am in agreement with her. Del Castillo is indeed really hot. Bart, you turned me on to him a long time ago. Thank you. Seeing is how he was sitting under my very nose in Austin. He just won like 7 out of 8 possible music awards at the Austin Chronicle Music Award thing here at South by Southwest recently.
He's going to be on again later.
Yeah, and he's playing a festival down here pretty soon, and we are so going. Anyway, talk to you later. Just had to share. Del Castillo is all that and 2 bags of chips. Yeah.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, ow.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yes, a couple of Austin sisters calling to say they like Del Castillo. Del Castillo is I think it's kind of a family band. I know the guitar players are brothers, and their last name is Del Castillo. And when you say Del Castillo is hot, I don't know if you talk about the boy or the band, but Rick, the guitar player, is the fellow I knew the best. You talk about close, he spent the night here half a dozen times and probably ate barbecue hamburgers 30, 40 times with us. He's not quite the party animal that some of the other guys in the bands were. I can't say I ever sat down and did shot after shot after shot with Rick, the guitar player, but well, the bass player and the drummer in that band, they were some shot doing mothers. But yes, Del Castillo is hot. I remember I published it a week ago, whatever, but they said at the South by Southwest, it was unheard of for a non-English speaking band to win, I think it was 7 out of 8 awards. And damn, if I had a staff, I could find that file of them playing. That's a little quick thing. But yeah, hell of a band if they won the South by Southwest. Geez, they must be good. Glad you got to see them. Anyone in Austin want to go see a really good band? Check out Del Castillo.
Hello, Bart. This is Rude Dog. I just had a thought. You know, when Bush Sr. allowed Iraq to be invaded. Didn't that start everything? He allowed Iraq to attack Kuwait. We sent troops to Saudi Arabia. Osama bin Laden got mad for U.S. troops being in his holy land and said about the bombing of the World Trade Centers, all because Bush didn't have any weevils to say, no, don't attack Kuwait. But no, he wanted war. War is good business. Think about it. Isn't that where it all started?
You are correct. Bush gave Saddam written permission in a telex that gave him permission to invade Kuwait. How do we know this? Saddam showed the telex to the CNN people back in 1990. He just showed it to the reporters, and the reporters held it up to the camera, and we could read it. When they asked the Bush White House if that was true, he said, I can't comment on such important national security matters, the lying son of a bitch. He gave him permission just so he could have an excuse to go to war. The entire Bush family is built on misery. You have to send people to war so you can create this massive panic, get the public behind you, get all these weird concessions from the civil rights. You crank up your big war machine. They sell weapons to Saddam to prop him up. And then as soon as he gets big, then they, he's another Hitler. Now we got to go after him. It's a way for the Bush family to make money. And of course, it was never investigated. He's a Republican and thousands of people died. But no, there's no reason to investigate that. He's a Republican. But if Clinton was to look at some girl, stop the presses. It's the same story again and again. The Bush family can do no wrong, no matter how many people die, no matter how many countries are toppled, no matter how many thousands of people end up dead or maimed. That poor little kid with his arms blown off. Yeah, I'm sure he feels real good about the Bush family. Yes, this is how the Bush family does business, and nobody asks any questions because it's not our concern.
From Kingston, just calling to say hi, and I'm so excited about Bart Talk Radio. Plus, I'm going to be advertising on your website, hopefully by the end of the month. And, I have so many rants, I wouldn't even know where to begin. But I think the thing that is just driving me straight up a wall and into insanity, or closer than I would ever want to be, is this whole deal with the media that Syria is perfectly legitimate as our next target. I mean, do these people not have a brain? Do they not have a soul? Yeah, okay, I answered both those questions. It's just so disgusting. They're looking at this whole, Syria next as this is perfectly normal, perfectly legitimate. And my goodness, isn't this just a wonderful idea? With no questioning, no critique, no objective analysis, just, let's just go straight ahead. This is the scariest time in our country and in my life. And believe me, I've been on this planet a day or two. And I don't ever remember being quite this scared. But thank God for you, Bart. I tell you, you are my link to sanity and hope for the future, because we are in some deep doo-doo, and as you said the other day, it's only going to get worse, and that is the really sad part. But anyway, love you, and keep up the great job, and keep building that hammer, and banging that hammer all over the place, because, wow, we need some smart, sharp people in this world to tell it like it is, because we definitely ain't getting it from the media, let me tell you that. Love you, Bart. Have a great day.
Bart, this is Dan in Dallas. I sent you an email yesterday. I saw Miss Susan McDougal at the book signing. She's great. First thing I said was, Bart says hi, and all the biggest smile went across her face, and she said how wonderful you were, and it's great people like you. I tell you more. But that was all.
Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate that report. I'd like to thank everyone who called. Remember that phone number, 918-493-1500. This is the last few days' calls. I've got another entire batch. I was 29 yesterday, and I haven't checked it today. These take a long time to put together, and I'll get better. I am getting better, and also I'm able to do some of the answers in less than 20 takes now, so that helps. Things are speeding up. Today is the 25th. We expect to have streaming in about a week. So hang in there. This Bart Cop Radio is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, so far all you're getting is a little bit of talk. Once we put the magic in it, hey, it's going to rock. Trust me.